Good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family. And I do mean good evening with a capital G, a capital O, another capital O, and another capital D. Come on, Liverpool. What a result that was. Who saw that coming, Sam? I'll tell you who didn't see it coming. Wildcarders. The wildcarders this week, and I'm one of them, did not see that coming. Wildcarded out Nunes, didn't I? Wildcarded out Salah, didn't I?
Yeah.
Wildcarded out Ben White, didn't I? I would not like to do the comparison of how my wildcard team has got on versus what I'd have just done doing nothing.
Raptor's done his.
Oh my God, what was, because he was on Twitter earlier, I'll tell you, not giving it some. How much, what's his difference?
Minus 57.
Oh my God. Raptor, I feel your pain. There'll be plenty of you, guys.
Minus 57. Imagine that.
Tell
you
what.
You know when you wildcard, and I know we will roll it out, don't we? All content creators will say to you, when you wildcard, a wildcard is not for 1 week. A wildcard is for 2, 3, 4 weeks. But when you start your wildcard on minus 57,
yes, very easy.
Stings.
Very easy for you non-wildcarders to say that, I must admit. FPL Marshall is in the lead. Don't be so smug. FPL Marshall, if you have a problem with me being smug, I suggest probably best you log off. I'm going to be very, very smug this evening. Many weeks, and you guys can, regulars will tell you this, I have been scathing of Liverpool in recent weeks. Absolutely scathing. Well, today, we were bloody brilliant, and it's one of the best results we've had. Well, possibly ever. Possibly ever.
Right.
It was incredible game today.
So
absolutely incredible.
I would just like to just take you all on a little journey of Lee's emotional...
Oh, by the way, FPL has been absolute crap, by the way. We're talking about that. We're talking about Liverpool
tonight. Forget FPL for a minute. I want to talk to everybody...
Forget FPL.
About
you're right.
About your emotional state over the course of this weekend. So we've been away for a few days. We get back on Saturday lunchtime. And my mum says to Lee when we're picking up the kids... Lee, I'm doing my soccer six picks for the weekend.
Yeah.
I've got Liverpool down for the win. Oh, no, Debs. No.
Don't have us down for the win. No.
Terrible idea.
No.
Change it. And then
I didn't fancy us today. I'll go out there. I've said it last week. I didn't fancy us.
I walk in the room and she says, Sam, what do you think? I said, Liverpool win. And she was like, oh, you see, I had a Liverpool win.
Did you have 7-0?
So she's changed it back. No, she didn't have 7-0. She changed it back to a Liverpool win. Because trusted me more than she did you. And then today, well, it's been a roller coaster in our house today because he was a bit, I'm going to say Mardy. A little bit Mardy going into the game. There was a lot of apprehension, I think is the right word.
Yeah, I don't think I was upset, but I was certainly apprehensive, yeah.
I didn't fancy us to win. There was a lot of, come on Liverpool going on.
Yeah.
And then the game started and it was like, somebody switched on a light in a dark room for Lee today.
Because we were good. We were good. For a change, we were good.
Suddenly, Liverpool were better. But what is it about you lot? Because it's so frustrating, isn't it? Because, you know, we've had so many games this season where you've been so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we've had then we've had like two
or three games,
but they tended to be the bigger ones where you've gone,
yeah,
right, I can get up to play in this dark big derby game today, the Merseyside derby against Everton a few weeks
ago. What have I been saying all season about this lot?
What is going to happen against Bournemouth next
What have I been saying about all season about this lot? They're all, their careers have all peaked, right? They're all on the decline, right? And I've, you know, Gakpo and Nunes, and those that are coming back from injury, not those guys, right? But a lot of them, the Fabinos, the Van Dijks, they've all peaked and they're all coming back down. I've said this many, many times. This is not news, right? I've said this a lot. So, yeah, of course you can get yourself up for a Manchester United game. Of course you can get yourself up for a Merseyside derby like we did 2 weeks ago and won 2-0. But then you're right. It's what happens after that. Because after the Merseyside derby, 2-0, I'm thinking, right, Palace away. Perfect. Let's go and smash them. 0-0. Crap. Absolute crap we were at that game. It was rubbish.
You see, this is the emotional. You see the highs and lows.
So what happens now? Yes, you smash United 7-0. Liverpool Twitter's all over it again. We think we're back. We're back. You know, we're all talking about them in FPL again. Well, go to Bournemouth next week and bloody beat them. Don't mess about like we did against Palace. That's the key. Can these players get themselves up for a wet weekend in Bournemouth away? That's the key. We can all get up for today. We can all get up for today. We can all get up for the Man United game. What is key next? I mean, listen, we are going to talk about Liverpool. Trust me. folks, we are going to talk about Liverpool a bit later on because...
You know what we're not going to talk about, though, don't you?
What?
Spurs.
Well, yeah, probably the less said about your performance is the better, but we are going to talk about them a little bit. We're going to talk about, folks, obviously our teams as well, how we got on in... So how my wild card got on so far. I've still got three to play. I know you've still got Ivan Toney to play. Mm. But again, another reasonable week, I think, for you. We've got to wait and see how Toney gets on, obviously.
Depends on Toney, really.
Depends on Toney. But we're going to talk about our teams and how we got on. We're going to talk about Brighton as well, obviously. Because I tell you what, West Ham weren't good. Hammers fans, you were not good. I'd like to hear from
they're
you.
They're another team, aren't they? Like, they last weekend.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. Not good. Not good from the Hammers, but... Bournemouth were bloody excellent. I'm telling you, they were really good. And when you watch the Match of the Day highlights, how they limited themselves to four was quite incredible, actually. They could have had more, maybe should have had more. So if you bought in a Mitoma or you bought in McAllister or both, because many did bring in both, or March, and those of you that bought in March and played him over one of the other two, that is going to sting this week. But listen, he could have had points as well, Solly March, could have had points. But as I said, and I've said week after week, I just think Mitoma is just a player. He's just unbelievably good player. And again, just watching him at the weekend on Match of Day highlights, you're like, every time he gets the ball, you think something's going to happen. But we'll talk about Brighton a bit. Chelsea managed to get a win. So it wasn't...
Double clean sheet for me.
Double clean sheet for you, which is good. Listen, the strikers still do look like scoring.
Played the wrong keeper, didn't I? Danny Ward with his 11 points.
Danny Ward with the penalty saving and three bonus points on both of our benches.
Savage.
There is a lot of variance this week. There's a bit of FPL variance going on this week. And do you know what? I'm here for it because my team have won 7-0 and I do not care about FPL. We're going to talk a little bit about it, but I'm just here for the Liverpool.
Shout out to Max, our little one. Absolutely smashing it this week.
Of course he is.
Smashed it.
Because he didn't play the wild card.
He's had a couple of bad weeks, actually. And he's sort of been... He went from 8K down to about 23K.
Yeah.
So a couple of bad weeks.
From 8k down to 23k. Yeah. Oh, what a terrible season.
Terrible. He's back up to 12k today because Salah's gone on a riot for him. He's got 59 so far this week.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Got some to play. He's absolutely savage. Honestly, he is. So shout out to Max for being an absolute legend.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Who else we got into that? Wilco, how are we doing? So gutted I benched McAllister. Yeah, mate. You won't be... Wilco, listen, you won't be the only one, mate. You won't be the only one. Babani's in. Let's celebrate tonight's win, Lee. Yes, we should. We should. We've had too many FPL family live streams when I've been on here, grumpy as hell, even if I've done well in FPL because my team are so diabolical. Well, tonight, it's the opposite, folks. FPL's in the mud. Absolute mud. But Liverpool won 7-0, so I'm happy. Scott Schrager, the OG, is in. How are we doing, Scott? Nice to see you. FPL Harry's in and moderating. He says, Chelsea won! Exclamation mark. Chelsea won! And they did a goal, Harry. Honestly, they did a goal.
And the best thing about this is that we left my parents just before the 3 o'clock kickoffs went off. And I went, I don't feel that confident about us against Wolves. And my dad went, just imagine you're us against Leeds.
And then, so negative.
And then a few hours later, he texted me and he was like, Sam, a miracle has happened. I was like, Dad, I know. You've won. He was like, yeah, but you lost. I was like, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, Jerps is in. Jerps, FPL absolutely muddied. It is, mate. You're not the only one. It's muddied for me as well with a capital M. And I've played the wild card and I'm still red arrowed. It's absolutely ridiculous.
The worst thing is that you were quite...
What? What?
Like your actual team that you wildcarded, like
on paper, that's great.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, like
doesn't it always?
Yeah, it does always.
Doesn't it always? Gavin Doyle is here, and Gavin Doyle deserves a special shout out because he says, "Boy, am I glad this weekend's matches didn't count as part of the February Manager of the Month competition." That to me suggests that Gavin has had a bad game week so far, but had a brilliant February.
He did.
Brilliant February. And that is probably an apt time to just give him a shout out on the Manager of the February competition. Gavin Doyle, top of the shops, 359 points. Well played, sir. Well played. And Gavin is going to be getting a prize from kicking the balls like the signed shirts that you can see behind us and like the signed Spurs. You need to update this, really. We need to update this. It's got Christian Eriksen and Dele Alli on it. Have you not got a nice Harry Kane signed shirt that could go there?
Yeah, but I've got a frame coming.
You've got a frame, it right? Okay, yes. You've got a nice. There's going to be a Harry Kane signed shirt up there soon.
It says to Sam on it,
which you're very pleased about. So that's going to be up there in due course, guys. So look out for that. But yes, congratulations to Gavin and commiserations to Coco and to Emma coming in at 351 and 350 points, which in itself is both are very, very good scores for February. But Gavin has pipped you to the post, guys. Pipped you to the post with 359 points. So congratulations. to Gavin. And if anybody is not part of our Patreon community and wants to check us out over there, patreon.com/FPL family, if you want a bit more Lee and Sam in your life. We've had quite a few newbies actually over the last couple of weeks, so
we
welcome
have, yeah,
if we've
welcome.
Had if you're new to our Patreon community, if you want extra podcasts every week, to be part of the Manager of the Month competition that Gavin's just won for February, one-to-one Zooms with me and Sam if you want to talk about your team or wildcard or chip strategy, any of that sort of stuff, then patreon.com/FPL family. All the links are in the description below. That is where you will find all the more detail. All right, Sam, let's get into some of these games. Where do you want to start?
Let's just start with Liverpool, because otherwise...
No, we're going to build to that.
No, because then you're just going to get more and more intolerable. Let's just get it done, and then it's done, and then we can all move on with our lives. And then the United fans have their Band-Aid ripped off, and then they can enjoy the rest of the live stream.
So Brighton 4,
no!
West Ham 0. Yes, we're doing the Brighton game.
You're an absolute nightmare.
People are here for the Brighton chat because they're good. This is top FPL tips. Brighton are good. Great fixtures. Double blank double. What's your strategy for Brighton? You are currently on no Brighton, right? What's your strategy for bringing them in? Because you've got to be thinking about it now, right?
Get one. That's my strategy.
Get one. Okay. Very difficult to pick one.
I think it's quite easy.
Go on. Who are you going for?
McAllister.
I thought you'd say that.
I think it's quite easy.
Given...
Well, I think it's quite easy to pick two. I think McAllister and Estupiñán are the ones I would go for.
Not Mitoma?
No.
You're not watching him at the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, what a player.
But I think that there are... I think it's... I know that you have, in your current team, got two Brighton midfielders.
Yes.
But I also think that with the blank next week... With my views on Robertson changing quite dramatically today.
Yeah.
And thinking about how I field a team for game week 28 and who moves to the bench and who doesn't, I think choosing one Brighton midfielder makes a lot more sense. And I've always liked McAllister, but back before Brighton were cool, I liked McAllister.
You did, yeah.
I really like the way that he plays.
He did seem to be playing in that more advanced role.
He's
again
putting in there.
With, I think, Gross in with Caicedo, and he and Gross kind of shared, they had a good understanding actually, because if one of them went, the other would sit. But more often than not, it was McAllister, which I was kind of surprised about. I thought it might be Gross actually that's the one that went forward a bit more.
De Zerbi does seem to want to play McAllister in that forward.
He is dangerous
role.
In those positions,
and
no doubt.
He is very dangerous in
no
those
doubt.
Positions. And he's on penalties, which obviously gives him the upside over Mitoma for me. And I think, look, if you can have both because you're still planning to free hit in 28, or because you're selling Haaland in 28, or because, you know, you're not bothered about keeping Rashford and you can fill your bench with Brighton, then I think having the two of them is an absolutely good and perfectly valid strategy. I just think for me, I'm just going to have the one of them because I'd rather go with more Brentford because they don't blank in 28.
Yes.
And therefore, when I'm choosing, McAllister is the, for me, he's the one that I'm the most attracted to.
Okay, a couple of comments from me on this game. Just before I do that, Nigel the Crab, thank you, Cyberdet, for the super chat.
I think you did one earlier as well.
I think that might have been your second one. Simon, sorry, I missed your first one. Hello, Bonfields. Hello, Simon. I didn't take any hits. That's good. Hardly know myself. Yeah, because Simon loves a hit.
Not a minus 40.
My free transfer still cost me a minus 12. Eek. I took out Gakpo. Yeah, well, listen, you're not going to be alone. Plenty of people took Liverpool assets out this week. No one saw a 7-0 coming. Did I mention it's 7-0? No one saw that coming.
The other thing that we
Can someone else manage my team, he says. There you go. There's a job, second job for you if you want it.
There you go. I'll help you, Si. I think the other thing to say about Brighton, of course, is that it don't seem great if you've gone Sanchez in goal now.
What is that about?
Well, De Zerbi's comments about Steele and how Steele's more of a... What did he say? Something like, he's more my type of goalkeeper. What's gone on there?
If you bought Sanchez in on the wild card last week, or this week, I should say, that's now a concern, isn't it?
Yeah.
Particularly if you're thinking of bench boosting over the next few weeks, because you want a playing goalkeeper on your bench.
Yeah. I think it's a problem now.
It is a problem, I think. Yeah, I think it is a problem. I must admit, in a sort of more, from a sort of more macro view, I do like that from De Zerbi. I do like that. Because what he's saying is, he's obviously seen something in training, right? He's obviously seen something in training. And Robert Sanchez has been okay this season, but I wouldn't say he's been hitting some of the heights of previous seasons. And I think some of the Brighton fans might have, even the Brighton fans were going, well, okay, well, maybe Jason Steele isn't really a very good goalkeeper, so we'll stick with Sanchez for now. But if we had a better backup option, we'd give him a shot. Well, De Zerbi, fair play to him. He's come out and said, I'll give you a shot. He's got to keep Sanchez on his toes.
But it was the comment that he said about how he's more... It was something along the lines of he's more my type of goalkeeper.
It was an interesting comment.
Fits my style of play or something. Yes. And I was thinking, well, that's really interesting because obviously you've been there for a while now. You've not given Steele any opportunities to show that. But now something's happened to me. It felt like something.
Mm.
Something had happened. Whether it's just a training... You've been really good in training.
Yeah.
Therefore, you deserve a shot. Or whether there was something more to it. I don't know.
One of the comments in the chat, Sam Vimes. Thank you, Sam. Sanchez seems to kick it long more often. Yeah, don't know if we've got any stats to back that up. But that does seem anecdotally the right thing.
Still does play out from the back better than Sanchez does.
Sanchez does go a little bit long. Yeah, maybe.
Sanchez is a bit of a one for a big clearance.
Yeah.
Look for your forwards up top.
Yeah.
Whereas Steele did seem to, particularly in this game, he did seem to build from the back better.
Yes.
And there was a lot of passing through the defenders, likes of a Stupinian in particular, and then up through the middle. So maybe there is something in that kind of playing out from the back factor.
All right, perhaps. Well, I'm going to ask you to rank the Brighton assets in FPL in just a second. But before we do, I have to give a shout out to a player who didn't get any FPL points. He blanked in FPL, and he's definitely not one to pick in FPL. But the best player on the pitch at the weekend was Moises Caicedo. Absolutely brilliant performance from Caicedo. There was the one bit where he was in his own penalty area and West Ham were pressing, and he just let the ball run across his body and then passed it out from the back into McAllister because he just knew the space was there. Honestly, this kid, he is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And you can see why some of the big clubs, my club included, are touting him and scouting him. Now, he's just signed a new longer-term contract with Brighton. Now, whether that means that actually he might still leave, but it's going to cost whoever wants to buy him a lot more money, or whether he is actually committing himself to a longer-term project at Brighton, I don't know. But listen, he was unbelievably good. And what's good about his performance is that it allows McAllister in particular to go and do what he wants to do, right? He's almost like De Zerbi puts his trust in a bit like, and I hate to do Liverpool comparisons, but it's my team, so I'm going to. When Fabinho was peak, right, a couple of seasons ago, you could sit him there in front of that back four and go let, you know, Hendo was going left and right covering the fullbacks, but it was Gini Wijnaldum or it was somebody else in that sort of more driving to join the attack role. Well, I think Moises Caicedo allows McAllister to go and do that, and that's why I like McAllister for next week. And the few weeks coming up, right? Because Brighton have got doubles all over the place. Rank me then, if you would, the Brighton assets. So let's just go to, before we do that, the fixtures. So the reason we're heavy on Brighton at the minute is because the two fixtures that they have in game week 27, and I've sorted this by fixtures for 27, according to the Fantasy Football Scout members area fixture ticker, which we use, as you know, a lot on this live stream. Double game week for Brighton coming up next in 27. Leeds and then Palace at home. Oh my God, looks so good, doesn't it? And then a blank in 28. And then in 29, Brentford at home and Bournemouth away before it gets a little bit more tricky with Spurs, Chelsea and Man City. But double, blank, double. Rank them in terms of FPL attractiveness, the Brighton assets.
McAllister, Stupinian, Mitoma. They're the top three.
No love for Solly March then? Would he be fourth?
He'd be fourth. Right. Yeah, he'd be fourth. I think
a little bit of recency bias there, maybe? Still play well at the weekend?
In terms of March over Mitoma?
Yeah. March over anybody. A lot of people bought in March last week and got a bit unlucky.
March and Mitoma are, in my view, quite tight.
You think McAllister's the one ahead of both of them?
I think McAllister's the standout pick because he's got penalties as well. And that puts him ahead. That's always a bonus, isn't it? And I think when you're looking at them in terms of positions on the pitch, movement, availability for the ball, as well as the amount of possession that they're getting and the position that they take, for me, McAllister is the standout right now. I like a Stupinian because I think there's two clean sheets available in those two matches. Plus, I also think that the attacking threat that he offers means that you could get a massive haul out of him.
Yeah. Noticed he was on two bonus points until the third and fourth goals went in for Brighton and then other players kind of take over the BPS.
Yeah. He didn't, but he was on
two bonus.
Yeah.
So assuming that Brighton come up against West Ham fans, better opponents than West Ham, who's defending, by the way. I mean, I don't know what Ben Johnson is doing for the goals, but for Veltman's goal in particular, I mean, what are you doing? It's just defending is absolutely terrible. But nevertheless, Brighton took advantage. But until the goals started racking up late on in the game, Estupiñán was on for a couple of bonuses.
Yeah, and I think he's by far my second favourite pick. And then March Matoma is very close. It's really, really close because when you break down the underlying stats, there's hardly anything in it. Like, there's March's stats are better than Matoma's, but I think that Matoma passes the eye test more than more than March does.
March's stats are better than Matoma.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, his underlying stats. Leo, I write an article for Brighton every week. Don't doubt my Brighton knowledge.
I don't doubt your Brighton knowledge. I don't. So who are you bringing in for next week then? McAllister's going to be the one you bring in.
Yeah, Mahrez to McAllister. That's an easy move. Okay. Then I've got to decide on, you know, who do I go with Estupiñán for this one, knowing I create myself more problems for the week after, or do I go with a Brentford defender, knowing that I'm not causing myself any further issues. It's a close call.
Joint second for shots this week, by the way. Evan Ferguson in with four.
Yeah, I do like
same
Ferguson.
As Nunes, same as Brennan Johnson. So potentially a little bit unlucky not to have got a goal.
But you've got the Welbeck factor with Ferguson.
True.
And there's that slight risk of, well, it's not even slight. There's a risk of rotation and minutes across the double game week in particular. Plus, I think a lot of managers will be going Tony if they haven't already.
Yeah.
And then you've got Haaland sitting in the other spot. So you've only really got one spot available. Most people have got Kane or somebody in there that's already going to play in 28. So then you're going to question whether you do want to take out a player that's going to play in 28 for a player that's going to blank in 28. Or are you better off to just actually go with your Brighton players from elsewhere on the pitch? And I think that's why Ferguson's dropped down my list, because if you'd have asked me that question about Brighton 4 weeks ago, Ferguson would have been very high on my agenda of players to buy.
Yes, I agree. Either way, very good performance by Brighton.
Yeah,
if you haven't got any in your team,
definitely
now is the time. And I think you can ride out that blank. I think you just stick them on the bench and you just accept that you're going to have them for those two really, really nice looking double game weeks. They're bang in form. They look great. The FPL picks are not all over the team. There's three or four you can pick from. Just get a couple. I think just get a couple. And if you are planning to free hit in game week 28, then get three. Absolutely get three of them, because then you don't have to play them at all in game week 28. Not going to say too much about West Ham. They were dreadful. David Moyes got long to go?
I don't know. He's
on thin ice, isn't he?
They're just Jekyll and Hyde, aren't they?
He's on thin ice.
Well, last week, I thought West Ham were really good. This week, back down in the pits again. It's difficult. I don't know about them. I don't know about Moyes. They're in the battle, though.
Right, okay. They're absolutely amongst it. Another very good performance this weekend by Arsenal. At least it wasn't 10 seconds in. Second fastest ever Premier League goal by Philip Billing for Bournemouth after 9.11 seconds, which was incredible. But then it was Reece Nelson about 10 seconds from the end that won it for Arsenal. I mean, what else do I or we need to say? I mean, you're not exactly on here spouting goodness about Arsenal every week, but I am, because I genuinely think they have got it this year.
I think that's hard on me. I've done nothing but speak highly of Arsenal and how they've played this year.
Well, okay. So what are we saying about this game? What's your analysis?
I won't say anything then, because apparently I'm never positive about them. I think it's tough with Arsenal, because a lot of people will feel quite upset by this result, not because Arsenal won, but from an FPL perspective, because the players that you would have expected to return FPL points just
absolutely
didn't. Like, you took out Ben White on your wild card this week.
Of course I did.
So of course he's the one that pops up. Like,
didn't
course.
Get the start, did he? And I was right, that's me vindicated. Well
comes
done, Lee.
Bench.
Good wild card decision. He comes off the bench and scores. And got forward like because they were down at that stage.
Well, because
1-0 down.
The game,
he comes on and just blitzes it. He was in the box all the time, Ben White. I was like, get out of the box.
The thing is now with Ben White is part of the thing with him was, oh, maybe there's some rotation risk with Tomiyasu. Well, there's been rotation with Tomiyasu twice now, and both times when Tomiyasu's been on the pitch, the game's gone badly for Arsenal. Then he brings on Ben White in this one,
and
the
game better.
Game changed.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, like, I captained Saka this week.
Same. Same.
It was just one of those, right? I still look back at it and go, I think it was a risk worth taking because it was a game against Bournemouth. Arsenal won the game.
It's just one of those. It's just
one of those things.
It's just one of them FPL things. If you'd have said Arsenal are going to get three against Bournemouth, and to be fair, this is why many of us, like you and I, captain Saka over Haaland, because I looked at the City game and I thought, well, City are not going to blitz Newcastle.
No.
In actual fact, they could have had more against Newcastle. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I don't see Newcastle getting blitzed, but I could see Bournemouth getting blitzed. Now, Arsenal should have scored more than three, no doubt about it, but they didn't. They didn't take the chances.
Also didn't see them conceding two either, though.
Also didn't see them conceding two. And if you're an Ødegaard owner, I think you are deeply unlucky. I mean, I'm looking at the Fantasy Football Scout members area right now. He is top for shots. And I actually need to get on the phone to the likes of you and Mark Southerns at Scout and understand whether this is correct, right? Because I'm looking at...
But it will be correct. It comes straight from Opta.
The top five players for game week 26 in terms of shots. And joint with four are the likes of Nunes and Evans, who we mentioned before, and Alcaraz and Brennan Johnson. First with 11. So, like, loads more shots is Ødegaard. And actually, when you look at... There's another one down here. Crosses. Top for crosses this week. Ødegaard with 11. Touches in the opponent's half. Joint second. It was Zinchenko first, then it was Ødegaard. And actually, when you look at the top five players across the whole game week for touches in the opponent's half, they were all Arsenal players. So that tells you a lot about the dominance they had and the goals they should have scored, Arsenal. But if you're an Ødegaard owner, feel a bit aggrieved that you didn't get more than just a two-pointer this week.
The thing is, when you looked at the, you know, like I'm a big SofaScore fan when the games are on the TV, so you can, because you can get a feel for how the rhythm of the game is going. And it was all Arsenal. Like, the whole game. You barely saw anything Bournemouth, apart from, like, obviously 10 seconds in. And then you obviously saw a tiny little blip when they scored their second goal. But it was all Arsenal. There was nothing really from Bournemouth there. So I can't help but feel a little aggrieved that Saka, Martinelli and Gabriel brought me no points between them, or very few points between them. However... I'm not doing anything about them. I still think that they are three of the best Arsenal picks to have.
Yes.
And I think if you, you know, like I know Kelly Summers this week, her transfer was Salah to Martinelli.
Oh, ouch.
Which is going to be hard to take. However, I do think that having those Arsenal players in place, obviously, for game week 28 is going to be important and beyond. So,
well, you know what's interesting about game week 27? We'll talk about our bus teams a bit later on. I get the feeling there's some pain coming next week for a few FPL managers that have got Arsenals. Because if you look at, I think Spurs have got a home fixture against Forest. You've got City, so Haaland's going to play, obviously not going to drop him. Rashford's got Southampton. Then you've got your double game weekers in Brighton and Brentford to come in. So if you've got Tony, you're obviously playing him. The Brighton mids, you're playing him.
It's a horrible bench.
Who are you going to bench?
Bench boost if you've got
probably going to be benching Arsenal.
You
probably
could bench boost
right?
this week. If you've still got your bench
you could.
Boost chip.
Yeah, you could.
And you've just wildcarded. Like for you, looking at your team, I think you probably are looking at it thinking, my team looks great.
Well, let's do bus teams a bit later on. But yes, bench boost is a possibility, no doubt. But I think I'm going to hold for 29. Not much else to say on this game other than, you know, listen, it was a classic that's FPL game, right? There ain't going to be too many more games where Partey, White and Reece Nelson score and the assists come from Reece Nelson and Smith Rowe. It's just not going to happen, right? I think you hold on to your Arsenal assets and just know that you're buying into a very, very good team that have got grit, that have got determination. I mean, how many times, again, sorry, keep going back to Liverpool, but a couple of seasons ago when we lifted the trophy, we had loads of games like
this. You're boring tonight.
No, just hear me out. So we had loads of games like this where it was last minute goals. We had the Alisson header. That actually wasn't the title winning season. That's a couple of seasons ago. Get us into Champions League. But we had like Divock Origi last minutes. I remember Mane scoring against Villa kind of last minute coming from 1-0 down to 2-1. We had so many games where we would score in the last sort of 5 to 6 minutes. And Arsenal are doing it. They've got character, these boys. They've got grit. They go to the end and they got a really, really good result at home to Bournemouth. A game that they absolutely should have won, no issue. But the fact was, they did have an issue. They were 2-0 down, but they come back to win 3-2. They found a way to win and it was very, very good indeed. Let's talk about that City game then. City 2, Newcastle 0. A fairly professional performance from Manchester City. The key player from my perspective, and I know he got the goal, so it's maybe easy to say it, but Phil Foden I thought was magic. Absolutely magic in this game. How do you feel about him in FPL? Now, given that City's fixtures read like this, Crystal Palace away, blank, then Liverpool in what is a single game week for Manchester City, then Southampton, Leicester and Brighton. So given they've got single, blank, single, it's difficult to invest in and above Haaland, isn't it?
Yes, particularly as they've got the Champions League match in the mix of all of that as well, because obviously it's not for you and City until... It's not this week coming, it's the week after for you lot, isn't it?
Yes.
Because it's us and Chelsea this week. But I think it's very difficult to keep anyone other than Haaland.
Yes, you're thinking of selling Mahrez this week, for example, right? For a double game.
Yeah, I mean, I was always planning to, even if he hadn't been mentioned for the last couple, he was always going to be my midfielder of sale this time around. I nearly did it for a minus four this week. Kind of pondered on it for a bit and thought, well, do I do a minus four amount now?
Would you have done it for McAllister?
I'd have done it for McAllister. Ooh, okay. But then Robbo wouldn't have come off my bench. So actually, I'm better off now because it would have been a minus four.
Okay.
So in the end, I'm probably just about scratching, you know, what it is. But I don't think that there's anyone else. I think, you know, we've seen over the last few weeks that the Man City defence gets rotated left, right and centre. So it would be quite easy to sell one of them, particularly to go for a Stupinian or, you know, depending on what happens tomorrow evening, of course, with Brentford, like sort of Henry or me or, you know, one of those guys. I think Foden would be... I don't know if I had Foden, I'd hold him for the Palace game.
Oh, yeah, I would,
and then I'd sell him ahead of the blank.
He's going to be one of those that, while we're all looking in this direction at double game weekers, he's going to pull out a bit of a performance against Palace. I just think he's back. And whatever it was that Pep didn't like just before the World Cup.
Are they away at Palace? Are they home to Palace?
It's at Palace, which is, you know, on paper, not the easiest game in the world. But I just think City are clicking into gear at the minute. They weren't amazing against Newcastle. There were periods of the game where I was picking up my phone, looking at, you know, cat videos on TikTok, because it weren't a great game, really. But they just got the job done. And at a time when they are going to have one eye on the Champions League, getting the job done in the league and beating Newcastle 2-0 at home is going to be good enough. And I wonder where, if they go to Palace and they say 2-0 up, they just see that as good enough. And they maybe take their foot off the gas a little bit. We've seen this before with City. That's why... On top of the schedule, not having any double game weeks and having a blank in there, with, I think, a little bit of, you know, maybe we, you know, we go 2-0 up and then we save ourselves a bit. Maybe there's a little bit of that narrative playing into it. I'll be avoiding City, I think. Do you think, here's a question for you, and I notice there's a couple in the chat that are in this position, is selling Haaland even a thing you might consider?
It's an interesting one. It's definitely interesting because...
It can hurt you badly, can't it, given his effective ownership?
It could massively hurt you. And also, you will want Haaland back. It's not going to be...
At some stage.
It's not a question of, do you get Haaland back? It's a statement of fact.
Come 30, that Southampton game, you're going to want it.
But not
you?
Only that, so they are going to double. Because they've got the game from 28 that needs to be rescheduled. So that's going to slot into the schedule at some point, probably 34 or 37. So depending upon where that goes, you're going to have at some point a Man City team that's got a double. And the fixtures from after the Liverpool game are nice. So you're going to be in a position where they're going to play Liverpool, which is going to be also a game they have to win if they want to stay in the title hunt, because we've seen that Arsenal aren't giving up. You know, they could have done a few weeks ago when they were on a little bit of a downward spiral. They could have given up. They didn't. So Man City are going to have to win their games. That puts pressure on both sides for that Liverpool game, because you obviously need to win it to get any chance of getting into the European top four spots for next season.
A good question from Catch Some in the chat, though, is saying, well, what do you gain by selling Haaland? So, okay, hypothetically, let's say, okay, I want to sell Haaland. Why? What do you want? You're not going to sell him for, like, Watkins, are you? I know we blanked this week for the first time in 6 weeks. But still, you're not going to be bringing in you could bring in a Tony, obviously, but there's got to be better ways to bring in Ivan Tony, surely. I don't know what you're gaining. That's a good question, that.
I think the only thing you possibly gain is a physical number of players to play in game week 28.
Yeah.
And for me, there isn't a... selling Haaland isn't even a thing, because I'm going to want him back. I've got too much value tied up in him. I can't afford to bring him back if I sell him. And there's absolutely no way I'm going through the final run of the season without him. Yeah. So, and as you say, there isn't anybody that I would think is worth selling him for.
Okay.
Maybe if he was a midfielder, it might be a different conversation.
Sure.
But I don't think it's worth selling Haaland, no.
Okay. And from a Newcastle perspective then, we sat here a couple of weeks ago and I think you said quite rightly, well, listen, if they lose a couple of games and they lose the final, then it's got to go away to City. That's difficult. They might lose that. We could be sitting here in a few weeks talking about Newcastle being in a rut. Are we sitting here talking about Newcastle being in a rut?
Yeah.
Mm.
Because sadly...
Or have they just had some very difficult games against some difficult opponents?
There's both of those factors, right? They're in a rut caused by difficult games versus difficult opposition.
Yeah.
And next week, they've got Wolves, which is a game that they should win. However, they are not defensively solid at the moment. And most of us, if we're invested in Newcastle, are invested at the back.
Yes. I went double on my wild card, you know.
Double what?
I went Trippier and Botman. Because I just think for game week 28, it's Forest away. So it's Wolves at home, Forest away, and then it's United.
Wait,
then it's West Ham and Brighton and Brentford. I think there's clean sheets in that.
Double Newcastle defence,
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. When I look at 28, there's not many better fixtures. I mean, Arsenal at home to Palace. Yeah, get a defender. Chelsea at home to Everton. Yeah, maybe. But a lot have got Kepa, right? Newcastle away at Forest. That looks clean sheetable.
No, it doesn't. Have you seen Brennan Johnson's brace today?
Well, potentially. Yeah, potentially.
I think, honestly, I'm concerned for Newcastle at the minute.
Okay.
I'm more concerned for other teams, namely my own. But I'm also concerned for Newcastle because I think that they've hit this patch. And now, at some point, they will win a game again. And I think they will quickly...
You're probably right.
They will quickly bounce back. I don't think that they're going to sort of yo-yo backwards and forwards. I think once they win a game, they'll get out their slump and then they'll be fine again. The question I have, though, is are they worth investing in? And I really... If I was to wildcard this week, I don't... Well, if I was to wildcard in 20... ahead of 29... How many Newcastle players would I actually have? Because I'm not even convinced I'd keep Trippier.
Sure. Oh, blimey, okay. Well, he hasn't had an attacking return for some time, has he? No. So.
And they're not keeping clean sheets.
Well, listen, watch this space on Newcastle. Lots to be discussed about them over the coming weeks. Let's go to your team then. What happened?
Well.
Antonio Conte, still not there.
He's back now.
Right. Talk me through it, because as usual, Spurs fans have been hyper negative. They want the manager out. Everyone's crap except for Harry Kane. Spurs story.
No,
what's going on? Come on, what's going on?
Everyone's crap apart from Harry Kane. Who
just basically
that?
Not saying.
No,
not saying.
We
on.
Haven't said that.
Eric Dyer.
I think. Oh, bloody love Eric Dyer. Oh,
didn't get
man.
The start, did he? That's half the problem.
That's the problem. Like, so why we were all annoyed is because we played a second. No, I won't call it a second string. We played a weakened team in the FA Cup, which annoyed everyone because it's like, this is our one opportunity to win.
Was it a weakened team or did he just rest Harry Kane?
He played a weakened side in the FA Cup.
Okay.
And then we lose the game. So it's like, okay, well, you've rested players now. Can we put out a full strength team in the league, please, and make sure we get the Champions League that way? Oh, no. We're going to surround benching Eric Dyer, playing Porro. Now, all right, playing Porro was a bit of a... necessity because Royale had picked up a knock, couldn't start the game. Porro
did all right. Porro,
stop it!
Kept a clean sheet while he was on the pitch.
Stop it! The man is an absolute liability. I'm sorry. Three games I've seen that boy play. Three awful performances.
Are you writing him off after three games? Are you a Chelsea fan in disguise? What's
I'm
going
absolutely
on
not. Writing him off. But what I am saying is, stop playing him until he plays better.
You're writing him off.
Stop playing him. Bring him on for like 20 minutes at the end of games where he can't cause any damage, because right now he's causing damage. What do I think happened? Well, look, Jose Sarr was man of the match.
He was very good. So, yes, three bonus points in FPL.
Three bonus points. He made saves. We had two off the bar. Like, it was one of those days.
Son's one off the bar is very unlucky.
But it was
very
one of those
unlucky.
Days, and I'm not reading a lot into it because it is one of those. We also seem to always lose against Wolves. I don't know what it's about us on Wolves.
Wolves away is not an easy fixture, by the way.
No, I think it's all fine. If he doesn't play Eric Dyer next week, I'm going down there. to cause some grief, because when we play, if you're going to play Forster, which we have to because Luis is injured, and by the way, I thought Forster has been great for the last couple of games, then put Romero and Dyer together in front of him.
Do you think Forster's at fault for the goal there? I think he is.
Yes. But if you put some centre-backs in front of him that know what they're doing, they clear it.
I think a good goalkeeper pushes that ball away.
He's not a first-choice goalkeeper, so put...
He's still a Premier League goalkeeper.
Oh, yeah, but barely.
Come on, we're telling the under-9, Max's under-9 goalkeeper, you know, push it to the side. You don't save it and push it back into the danger area.
No, I agree. He was at fault. All I'm saying is, play Eric Dyer.
Mm.
Our problem solved if you play Eric Dyer.
All right, well, let's talk about your schedule. You do, having gone out of the FA Cup, now have a game against Southampton, but it's Forest next, which those of us that were on a wild card last week that didn't have Harry Kane, he was absolutely part of those plans because of that fixture largely and the fact that he got a nice game away at Southampton in 28. Then it's Everton and then a couple of nice home games. Well, Brighton will be difficult, but then Bournemouth at home. So
Brighton always beat us at home, by the way.
I don't think for the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks... you're not messing around with your Spurs assets, are you? Obviously, you're holding Harry Kane. Are you buying any additional Spurs for this run?
If Emerson Royale was actually properly fit, I think you genuinely could.
Not at a time when you're having a Brighton defender, a Brentford defender, well, and again, Trippier and one other, are
again,
you?
It goes back to your, surely. It goes back to your strategy, doesn't it? If you've got a strategy where you've got already 4 blanking players and you need someone who can play and Royale is fit, then I think he's a decent option.
Right.
However, I think, because again, I think it could be one of those where we look at the double game weekers, we get all double game week excited and we overlook the single game weekers, and we've seen that time and time again this season. The problem is, I don't know if it's fully fit.
Yeah. All right, let's park that one there then. But fair play to the Wolves. They got the win in the end. Let's talk about this then. Go on. Because we haven't discussed it enough. Go on. I think I've given my view largely. What was your view of Liverpool 7? 7. Count them, Sam. 7. Manchester United 0. What was your view on the game?
I hate Darwin Nunes.
Why?
I've been so loyal to that man. So loyal. So kind.
Good
when everyone else was selling him. Slagging him off.
Yeah.
I never did that.
Yeah.
I held him all that time. Now, what does he do? This.
Yeah.
Hate him.
Yeah.
Robbo, though, man's a legend. But I was planning to sell
Well,
Robbo.
Very lucky, I would suggest, you getting Robbo off the bench. You didn't have any faith in him. You played Mahrez. Mahrez doesn't get even a minute's kick of the ball. And Robbo comes off your bench. Lucky again. That's now, what, 2 or 3 times in the last few weeks we've mentioned this.
What?
You know, after the World Cup, I've been singing your praise. You've been doing very, very well. But last couple, it's been very lucky.
What are you talking
about? This is
about?
Very lucky. You didn't believe in Robbo. You did not believe that Liverpool could win 7-0 today.
Didn't.
You benched him. You benched him.
Says the man who sold Salah and Darwin this week.
Many of us were believing in Liverpool today.
I kept him in my team. You've sold him. You sold them both on your wild card. How many points do you sell?
I don't know.
Like 26 for Salah?
More than my wild card team has got right now.
You probably sold about 45 points from them two.
Anyway. Enough of that,
so
rubbish.
So you can stop going on at me.
Go on then. What about bringing Salah back into... Is he back now then? I mean, this is what? 5 clean sheets in a row for Liverpool. No. I mean, are Liverpool back? Should we be diving in?
It depends what happens next week, doesn't it? Because we know what Liverpool are like. You get a really, really high win and everyone goes, oh yeah, Liverpool, like we did against Everton. And then we go crashing back down to earth again.
So the fixtures are Bournemouth. Then it's the blank, of course. Then it's City and Chelsea in what looks like a very difficult looking double game week. Then it's the Arsenal game. Goodness me, I didn't realise our fixtures were quite that bad. Then Leeds and Forest coming up in 31-32. So from 31, it looks very investable. But even that double game week there looks difficult, doesn't it?
The one thing I would say, though, is those are the sort of games that you might do well in. Because that's what's happening with you this season.
Yeah, we seem to be getting up for the big games, don't we?
Would it actually surprise you if you lost to Bournemouth next week and then went win after
City.
The blank? Like, honestly, nothing would shock me with that. I don't genuinely think you're going to lose to Bournemouth. I'm being a little bit facetious, but Liverpool can get themselves up. We've proved that against Everton. They've proved that against Manchester United today. They can get themselves up for big, important games where there's, you know, the fans are with them, the team go together. There's a real sense of togetherness, which is when Liverpool were brilliant a few years ago. That was why, because there was that sense of, we're a unit and we go and we do it together. We're all together. Yeah. We're part of the journey. we saw that again against Everton. We saw it again today against Manchester United. We'll see it against Man City. We'll probably see it against Chelsea and Arsenal as well. Liverpool actually are going to have a massive say in who wins the title this year, because depending on
if it's not them, you know. Games, if it's not them. I mean, we are on a run now. If you saw the score today, Sam, 7-0 we beat Man United.
Shut up. 7-0. You're such an idiot. You're not going to win the league. You'll be lucky to get fourth with the way that you've played. So let's calm down.
So bitter.
Let's calm down about your 7-0 win. God. We've been here once before when you beat Bournemouth 9-0 earlier on in
the
season.
We're on the up, Sam. We are on the up. Spurs are being Spursy, doing their usual bit. We're on the up.
Are you?
Going that way? We're going that way.
Well, you've got a long way to come up.
We will pass you. We've got game in hand. We will pass better goal difference. So we win that game in hand. You're going that way. We'll wave at you as we go past.
Yeah.
And then all we've got to do is get past Newcastle. Easy.
I'll give you a nice big hug when we beat you in a couple of weeks' time.
Goodness me.
Look, I don't think you're investing in Liverpool. Even if it's a nice game against Bournemouth next, I don't think
difficult
you're investing.
To, difficult
I think
to.
If you've still got your Liverpool assets, however, if you weren't likely and didn't absolutely betray your own club by selling them all on wildcard, then...
Betray! Betray! Oh, my God!
Then you hold what you have with Liverpool, but you don't invest, and it's a shame because it's probably again one of those ones where we could sit here in a week's time and go, God, I wish we'd invested in Liverpool.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can, knowing that they blank the week after, unless your plan is to free hit in 28. And then
go for it.
Go for it.
Even with that difficult looking double game week, City and Chelsea away.
Because it's still a double game week. And we've seen this season that Liverpool against those bigger clubs
turn up. Yeah.
So for me, that the fixtures for Liverpool, sometimes the fixtures put you off in a double game week, but not with Liverpool. Actually, I think I would favour more investing in Liverpool for those two than I would if they maybe had like West Ham and Southampton in the double, if you know what I mean. Because those are the sort of games where I would kind of expect Liverpool to go, oh, well, we should win these. Whereas those big games, they're kind of like, right, I'm up for it.
Seem to be turning up for the big games, don't we? Anyway, a brilliant performance. I honestly don't know where it came from. Honestly, just being serious for a minute. I did not expect us to... Well, I think I said to you before the game, you offered me a draw, I think I'd take it. You know, the way United are playing, no, don't take anything away from United. They've been playing brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Just wasn't their day today, and actually became a little bit sort of unprofessional a bit towards the end. You had Bruno being asked to take off, being taken off, and you had Luke Shaw and Nunez had that little spat towards the end. And in the end, it was, and I think even Ten Hag come out and said it was...
They lost their heads though, didn't they?
They did, and the guy that was asking the question said, was that embarrassing? And he said, it was unprofessional, is what Ten Hag said. So you know that he's going to get a reaction from them, right? They're going to go again, Man United. They're too good not to.
100%
But for today, it was a bad day at the office, no doubt about it. Rithwick, thank you for the super chat. Hayley and Sam, great game week. Salah halved my rank to 22k.
Nice.
Very nice, Rithwick. Very nice. He's got three doublers for next game week, including Mitoma, who he plans to captain. Is it worth getting another doubler for a hit?
Well, it depends on what happens with your team for the week after.
True.
If the other doubler is from Brentford,
probably okay.
Therefore, you've got a player to play the week after, then fine. If your other player is from Brighton and therefore it causes you -4 to get them back out again the week after and then another hit to bring them back in again the week after, then unlikely to be worth it.
Or if your chip strategy is free hit 28,
but
then
if
yeah.
your chip strategy is to free hit in 28, which I still haven't ruled out, by the way.
Me neither.
Then you can absolutely go for an extra Brighton player now.
I'm just going to look for Mieno. Ah, Mieno. He's in the chat saying, I've missed the super chat. I did, Mieno. Sorry. Thank you for the super chat, Mieno. Two Arsenal, two Brighton, Rashford and Salah. Who to drop? Oof. What, to bench or to sell? I mean, that's difficult, isn't it?
Two Arsenal,
two Brighton, Rashford and Salah. Salah's got Bournemouth. Rashford's got Southampton. You're not dropping your Brighton players. It's going to be your Arsenal players, isn't it? We'll talk more about that later on when we talk about our bus teams for next week, because I in particular have that exact dilemma, Mieno. So stay tuned for the answer to that question. But Arsenal players looks like the ones that are gonna have the bench next week to start with in my bus team. Anyway, anything else we want to discuss, Sam? Anything else we want to discuss, or should we get onto our teams?
Let's
get onto the teams. I'm trying to think if there's anybody we need to give a shout out. Chelsea finally getting a goal and a win. Leicester not very good against Southampton.
But Danny Ward with 11 points.
Danny Ward with an 11-pointer on my bench is absolutely unreal. In fact, that is a good segue into... Let's do my team first. The bench is looking unreal, by the way. Danny Ward with 11 points. McAllister with 14. So if Raya and Tony decided to have a... I don't know, if they just had a bit of a dodgy lasagna the night before or something and ruled them out of tomorrow's game, that would be fine.
No, Tony's got to outscore Darwin.
Or he could just not play and I could have McAllister come on. That would be, I'd be okay with
just
that.
Just outscored Darwin.
I would be okay with that.
So here's, pinched him. What are you doing?
Here's how the... Well, who are you going to bench out of that lot? Saka and Martinelli against Bournemouth, Rashford against us, or Mitoma or McAllister?
I should have backed your own team, bench Rashford.
Yeah, probably won't. Betrayal. What's the word you use?
You've betrayed your team today. You've got rid of all
Get everything
players.
I deserved in FPL.
You've got everything you deserved. You've sold all your Liverpool players and you've played your... For a minute then, I thought you'd given Rashford an armband then. I was about to shout at you.
No.
You haven't.
No, you're absolutely
right. I'm only joking.
You're absolutely right. I played the wild card this week. It is completely in the mud and I deserve it. You're right.
But you have got three to go.
I also don't care because Liverpool won 7-0. But I am absolutely in the mud. I have got three to go. I've got Raya and Henry. So a Brentford clean sheet tomorrow night would be very welcome.
Or Raya to be ill.
So that super penalty saving Danny Ward comes in with his 11 pointer, which I was never going to play Ward this week, right? It was never happening. So I can't. That's the thing, right?
The worst thing is I did think about playing Danny Ward this week because Southampton are that bad. They're that bad that I genuinely thought about playing him. And then I thought,
have you remembered
how badly Kepa punishes when you bench him? Yeah. You better not. So I played Kepa, but...
I never considered playing Ward. I did. So I obviously had a conversation with myself about McAllister and whether he could take any of those forward seven spots, but never did I think I was going to play Ward over Raya.
I suppose you should have benched Kane.
Well, yes, quite. Yeah, quite. Or Martinelli or Rashford or any of them, to be frank. So the wild card hasn't paid off, right?
Yet.
34. It hasn't paid off yet. I've got three to play, so I could still salvage something from the wreckage. But as it stands, I'm down from 150-odd-K to 204. It's absolutely shocking. It's only Mitoma that's saving my bacon. Had I played McAllister and Mitoma, it'd be a different story, right? But I played just Mitoma. I've seen some wild cards where it's this mud that I've got, but with March and not Mitoma. And it's like 20-something points. There are wild carders that are on 20-something points and it's absolutely horrendous. Saw Arsenal scoring three goals, but didn't think I'd get nothing from Gabriel, Saka and Martinelli. Didn't back Liverpool to go 7-0, so thought Rashford would get something.
Has anyone been counting how many times he's mentioned that score?
He's 7-0. Have I mentioned that?
We could have had some sort of bingo tonight. We could have had a guess at the beginning. How many times will we mention the score?
It's unreal. I cannot wait to get off this live stream and watch the highlights. I'm going to watch it again.
No, we're not.
Again.
We've got Love Island on.
You can screw Love Island. I'm watching Match of the Day. Forget that.
You'll be upstairs.
Forget that.
I don't want to watch any more football this weekend. It's been diabolical.
Anyway, the team, it's in the mud. It's rubbish. But we measure the success of the wild card over the next few weeks, right? So if my Brighton and Brentford assets do well over the next few weeks, I would be happy to keep them. Should I have kept the wild card this week and played it next week? Yes, of course. But didn't know that Salah and Nunes were going to go off in the way they were going to go off. Didn't fancy Ben White to even get the start, which I was correct with. Never mind come on and get a goal, right? Yeah. So there was a load of things that I just didn't expect to happen. It did actually help me to solve a few issues. Like Nketiah was an issue for me. Bueno was an issue. Sorted out those two issues. But nevertheless, yeah, it's rubbish. But then most wildcarders this week have done badly because they've taken out Liverpool assets and they've replaced them with people like Solly March. 204K, absolute crap. Do you want to do my bus team now or do your team first?
No, let's do my team.
Do your team first. Okay, so right now, Sam, a red arrow, your first one for some time, but you still have Tony to go. So talk us through it.
Yeah, I think I need Tony to get more than 9.
Right.
And the arrow would go green.
Right, okay.
So actually, I mean, hopefully he can do that.
It's not bad. You're still beating the wild card. I mean, I was on 34 with a wild card. You're on 36.
I don't feel too horrendous about it, given I sold Darwin this week.
Yeah. But, it's tragic, though, isn't it?
Your
double Chelsea clean sheet. You've got your Robbo jam off the bench. But apart from that, it's not looking that good, is it?
No.
Same as everybody else.
But everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And particularly if you've wildcarded. I mean, that's the thing. When you were saying before, you know, your wildcard's in the mud, I was thinking, well, yeah, because that makes sense. Because my team's not that far away from what a lot of people were wildcarding towards.
Yeah, sure.
So it doesn't surprise me, therefore, that my team is not done that well this week. I mean, at the end of the day, at some point, a red arrow was inevitable. You're never going to get...
That would have been your 11th green in a row.
As much as I would like to have 11 greens in a row, it's never going to happen. Well, it still could happen, I suppose. We live in hope with Tony. However, I think when I look at them, I would still, I think just about, even now on reflection, still go with Saka as captain because it was Bournemouth. And if you looked at the results this week, you'd have gone, oh yeah, well, they've got three. Saka, Martinelli, they'll be part of that. No. So my Chelsea defence actually doing me really proud, apart from Danny Ward. There's 11 points on the bench.
I couldn't believe when he saved that penalty. I just laughed when he saved that penalty.
The thing is, you said it was going to happen, didn't you? You were like, oh, don't know why, I just felt like he was going to save it. And I was like, oh gosh.
That this week had been so like classic FPL, even before the 7-0. It was like so classic FPL. I just thought, he's going to save this, Danny Ward. He's on everybody's bench.
Yeah.
He's going to save it.
And he did. So yeah, unreal. It's not been the best week, but it's not been the worst week. And there is still hope.
With
because
Ivan.
Of Ivan Toney.
There is Ivan still to go. Let's talk about our bus teams then for next week. So here's how my fairly newly wildcarded bus team looks like for game week 27. So I've got my three Brentford sitting there. I've got my three Brighton sitting there. I've got Rashford and Saka obviously going to play. Haaland and Kane, I can't drop them. And Trippier is going to play against Wolves. So the long and short of that conversation is I'm benching Martinelli, Gabriel and Botman at home to Wolves. That does not feel great at all. At all, to be honest with you.
Sorry.
And Danny Ward at home to Chelsea, the way that Chelsea are playing right now, I might even fancy him for a clean sheet.
Yeah, who are you benching?
Martinelli, Gabriel and Botman and Danny Ward. I mean, if I wasn't going to bench boost in 29, there's a case for it there. Definite case for it. I just think in 29, I'm going to try and get as many doublers out as I can, including doublers on the bench. So I'm going to get even more games out of them in 29. I've got to hold my nerve here, haven't I? But I'm setting myself up for pain, no doubt. There's going to be some pain here. Benching Martinelli and Botman at home to Wolves. Asking for trouble now. Asking for trouble. But that is the nature of wildcarding now. That's wildcarding last week. I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen because I'm setting my team up. I've got the bench boost. So I'm trying to get a 15. And this is what's happened. You get to game week 27 and you've got problems. I tell you what. The two players that I'm considering dropping to the bench and playing either Martinelli or Gabriel is either Haaland or Kane, you know. It's entirely possible.
Stop it.
It's entirely possible that I bench Haaland or Kane.
No, you're not going to, though. That's a ridiculous...
Why not?
Well, you're not going to bench Haaland against Crystal Palace.
Probably not.
You're not going to bench Kane at home to Forest.
Oh, I might.
Well, you deserve all the pain you get. If you bench Kane at home to Forest...
Kane or Martinelli for the start. Get in the chat. Let me know. Get in the comments. Bench Harry Kane, game week 27.
That is a perfect bench boost team. You are insane. Whatever you do here can only end in tears. And but I'll enjoy 20, your tears.
Game week 29 is going to be... If I bench Kane, you're going to go mental, aren't you?
If you bench Kane...
Bench Kane over
no,
to Forest.
To be fair, I'm happy for you to bench Kane because every time you've owned Kane, Kane's blanked. So you bench him and then we'll all benefit from the three-goal haul. That
might even bench
get.
Him for Botman, to be honest.
Great. You do that. I'm benching Trippier.
Well, I think benching Trippier is... I think a mistake. I think home to Wolves, he's bound to get something, isn't he? I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing yet, guys. The bench boost, I mean, surely the chip...
Kane home to Forest.
The chip was surely made for weeks like this, surely. I'm looking at it and thinking it's got to be bench boostable, but 29, if I look at my team in 29, it looks really good and there's lots of doublers and you're going to want a bench boost, I think, in 29. I think. I don't know. It's how big do we think Arsenal are going to go against Fulham away? Benching Martinelli and Gabriel doesn't look good at all, does it? It's not a good look. But anyway, that's my team. I knew I'd have a problem this week, but it's set up pretty nicely. In terms of transfers and captaincy, not planning to make a transfer, right? Why the hell would I, frankly? I've got three players on the bench that I'd like to play. Never mind make a bloody transfer. So I'm not going to make a transfer. That is going to roll into 28.
What are you doing about 28?
Well, I'll have two free transfers to move some stuff about, won't I?
Matoma, McAllister, Estupiñan, yeah. Haaland,
yeah.
Rashford.
Yeah.
Five. You'll be all right, though, because you've got two frees.
So I've got two frees, so I can move some stuff about.
Bring them back in again for their doubles the week after.
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. And maybe it's that I move out one of the Brighton lads to, I don't know, Man United midfield or something. Oh, no, because they blank as well, don't they? United. Well, get Gakpo or something then, right? Oh, no, we blank as well. I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet, Sam. But game week 27, that is where I'm at right now. It's set up, because I did it this way for the wild card, set up nicely for 27, although I'm expecting some benching pain. And it's set up nicely for the double in game week 29. Not planning to free hit currently in 28. Unless I have a raft of injuries, right? If, I don't know, if Tony and Matoma get injured
tomorrow,
we're in trouble. And then I've got to play him a free hit. But right now, not planning to free hit in 28. Matt, I'm going to plan to ride that out and bench my Brighton. And I'm going to bench my Rashford and my Haaland and take it from there. Overranked 204k. Yeah, this week FPL is absolutely in the mud for me. A big red arrow. And I don't care because we won 7-0. Sam, what is your bus team looking like for next week?
Well, I don't have quite so many benching headaches as you, because I'm quite happy to put 0. James Tarkowski on the bench.
James Tarkowski is third bench. How the mighty fall.
Naught. That's why James Tarkowski takes third spot on the bench.
Do you know what? Before I wildcarded him out this week, and a lot of FPL managers jumped on him in game week 25, didn't they? There was one key thing we were overlooking. And do you know what that was?
What, he plays for Everton?
Everton are crap. Yeah, that is one key. You could look at as much stats as you want, but Everton are still crap.
The thing is, what really annoys me about James Tarkowski is that I only need him to get me 1 point when he plays. Just get 1 point.
Just 1 point.
I'm not even
James.
Asking for that much. Yeah. Just get 1 point. No, he keeps conceding more goals and then getting yellow cards. Stop it, James. Just 1 point. I'm not asking for a lot. He's going third on the bench, which, guys, means 100% that Everton are going to keep a clean sheet and he's going to score. He's going to get 15 points on the bench. Nailed on. The rest of my team, I would not think about benching my Arsenal players if you paid me, Lee, from FPL Family.
Right.
Because I think that they will absolutely do Fulham over in that game. So they will,
especially without Paulinho. Fulham haven't got Paulinho.
Yeah, and Partey's back for Arsenal, and that's massive.
Oh.
Why
are we benching Gabriel?
I don't know what
Martinelli.
You're doing. You're an absolute nutter. So anyway, there you are. I also wouldn't even dream of benching Harry Kane, because also, you're a nutter. I think he's got my vice-captain's armband, actually, in my bus team.
Why have you done that? Ian B is in the live chat. Why have you done this, Ian? Lee, if you'd have missed the deadline, because I've had a not wild card and just done nothing this week, I'd be on 74 with Andreas to play. Ian, why have you done that? But he says, I know you don't care because you won 7-0. Correct, Ian. Correct.
Yeah, but the thing is, Ian, they'd have still won 7-0 regardless of whether Leah played his wild card or not. So he could have been sitting here on 76 points with a 7-0 win. And can you imagine how happy he would have been?
Imagine instead, Liverpool win 7-0 and I get 74 in FPL this week.
Instead, he's not been disloyal, sold all of his Liverpool players.
Betrayed my boys.
Betrayed them. I mean, they've punished him. So my plan this week is to buy McAllister for Mahrez. Too many M's.
Easiest transfer of the season, that.
So that's going to happen. And then I've got to decide. And so at the moment, I am very, very, very undecided about my chip strategy. And I need to sit down.
The wild card is still in play, but you don't need it.
Don't need it.
I mean, look at it. You don't need
it. The bigger question is, when am I free hitting? Because I think the decision I make about when I free hit will have quite a big impact on what I do this week. Because there's still a part of me that goes, just free hit in 28. And if I do that, that means taking a -4 to invest in an extra Brighton player, possibly even a -8. I'm not opposed to that this week. To get in, to go extra on Brighton would work. The other thing that I have in the back of my head is not to do that, to play through game week 28, but that means possibly not having as many Brighton and Brentford players in my team as maybe would be optimal. Having said
that, what is optimal nowadays in FPL? What is optimal playing your wild card this week, wasn't it?
Well, having said that, when you then look at the team that I have got around Brighton and Brentford, they've got nice fixtures. So I'm definitely going to have one from each side. The question is, do I go with more than that? And it's going to very much depend on what my chip strategy is. There is a part of me that thinks a wild card now wouldn't benefit me that much. I don't think that there's enough changes I would want to make, because like Robertson before today was an easy sell. But now
you're playing him, yeah.
I want to keep.
You're
going to
play Banishay over Trippier, by the way. No.
Yeah.
No.
At the moment.
Shut up. Yeah, but Badashay over Trippier.
You've got Martinelli on your bench and you want to talk to me about benching one player.
There is no way you're playing double Chelsea defence and benching Trippier.
I am at the minute.
I'll give over. Rubbish. Go on, talk us through the rest of your team then.
So I think what I'm going to need to sit down tomorrow when I'm on my train, and I'm going to understand what my teams look like over the next few weeks and try to work out when I'm going to free hit. My current thinking is that I'll probably risk not having loads of Brentford, but loads of Brighton.
Mm. So just for the sake of the podcast, because I appreciate the podcast listeners are going, read your bloody teams out. You've got Kepa, Gabriel Robertson, Badashai currently, Saka, Rashford, Martinelli, Mahrez, which will become
McAllister.
Haaland, Kane, Tony, with a bench of Ward, Trippier, Andreas and Tarkovsky.
Yeah.
Whereas my bus team, let's just go back to that for a second. Sorry, YouTube viewers, but for the sake of the podcast, Raya in goal, Trippier, Henry, Estupinan, Saka, McAllister, Rashford, Mitoma, Haaland, Kane, Tony. So the key difference between you and I and the fact is the fact that I wildcarded last week and I've got more Brighton and Brentford coverage than you've got. But you've not put yourself in a stupid position where you're benching the likes of Martinelli and Gabriel, right? And you're benching instead the likes of Tarkovsky and probably Badashai, which seems far more sensible.
I'm not benching Badashai. I think, for me, the questions that I have are literally based around chip strategy now, and it's working out where these chips go. At the moment, my current plan still is to wildcard ahead of game week 29, to optimise the double game week, to make sure that I have a team that's got as many doublers as possible, because also at that point we'll understand what the semi-finals of the FA Cup look like, therefore what game week 32 looks like, so I can really build my team around that. But it leaves me then with a quandary about the free hit. And
you could save it for like 32, 33, can't you? That's too perfectly safe to save it until then.
Absolutely. Can save it till then.
It's going to be a difficult little game week to navigate, potentially.
32? Well, there's only going to be two games tops missing.
Yeah.
So it's not really going to be that hard to navigate, unless it's like...
Could be handy, though, to free hit if you want to save it.
It could be handy. I don't have any real desires to play. I mean, I think the reality is, I think this is this week. It's the lack of Brighton currently that's my issue. But I will have McAllister. I can go with Estupiñán, but it causes me an issue for the week after. So I just have to decide which way I want to go with it. My current thinking is I will probably just do Mahrez to McAllister, because I do like the way the rest of my team looks for this
And
week.
From a captaincy perspective, you're currently bus captained on Tony, but if McAllister comes in, could he get it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe, yes. The midfielder thing, because they both got pens.
Yeah.
So there isn't that difference. I mean, obviously, also, it depends what happens tomorrow night, because Tony gets injured tomorrow night, then the whole thing's out the window.
Yeah, totally.
So I'll need to really kind of carefully consider how I'm managing out my team, but yeah, it'll be Tony or McAllister with the captain's armband. I probably just lean towards Tony because I feel...
How he performs tomorrow though, right?
Yeah, because I feel like at Brighton there's a lot more of them that could share the goals, whereas at Brentford, if Brentford score a lot, you'd think Tony would be part of it, although I thought Saka would be part of Arsenal, so couldn't be more wrong there.
Yeah, well, Arsenal the same as Brighton. They share it around, don't they? You're right. Brentford, it's Tony's the goal scorer, right? He's the one that gets the goals. That's it. So the team is currently at 86k, depending on what Tony does tomorrow night for your team. So, yeah, red arrows all round in FPL Family's household for...
Well, no, Matt
this
did
week
get got a nice green.
Oh, of course he did, yeah, because he kept Mo, presumably, did he?
But he's had a couple of reds, now he's back on the greens.
Unreal.
Didn't wildcard either.
Didn't wildcard, kept
bench
Mo.
Boost left.
What's his overall rank now?
12k.
I don't know why I bother. Why do we bother doing this? He just picks the players he likes. He likes Mo Salah, I'll keep him in my team.
He just didn't want to take a hit to take Salah out.
Jeez. Was he 12k?
He's got
Matoma. Oh my god. Of course he has. It's unbelievable.
He's got Tony tomorrow.
He's still got Tony to play. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going
to
go.
He did Nketiah to Tony this week. That was his transfer.
Oh, nicely done, Max. Nicely done. It's about time he got on here, I suppose, and one of us could disappear. Probably me. So thank you all for joining us tonight on FPL Family. Sam, what have we got coming up this week?
Busy week, as always. Obviously, we'll be back. Well, I'll be back with the pod on Wednesday this week. We'll be looking ahead to 29. No, we won't. We'll be looking 29? Ahead to 27.
Where's 29?
I don't know. I've no idea. I've lost the plot. We'll be looking ahead to 27 in the double. And also with a little look at 28 as well, because I don't think you can really plan for 27 unless you look
correct.
At 28.
Correct.
And then we will both be on Sky on Saturday morning. Maybe we should take Max with us, just stick him in the middle.
Yeah. In fact, the chat is saying, which Brighton midfielder does Max want? Not interested in our opinion.
Max has got Matoma already. I'll let you know if he wants to double up on the midfield. He might do. I'll let you know. He doesn't have a free hit left there yet, though, because he's used that. So I doubt if he'll want... I'll advise him that he doesn't want to go for too many Brighton because he'll have a problem the week after.
Yeah, true enough.
And he'll also have to sell Salah the week after, so he might want to keep a transfer.
All right.
And then we'll be on Ohana as usual. He'll be back in its normal slot on Friday this week, guys.
Yes.
We sent our Ohana a little bit early last week because we went off on our little couple of days away. So that'll be back in its normal slot next week.
There we go.
All right, of course, guys. There's also Champions League action this week as well. So we've spent a lot of time today talking about Brentford playing tomorrow, but let's not forget that Chelsea and Spurs have Champions League action.
Yes, absolutely. Midweek. So keep an eye on the Champions League action as usual. The FPL family advice is take it easy on those transfers. Wait for the European games.
Don't panic.
To play out. And of course, if you're holding a Tony or like me looking for a double Brentford clean sheets tomorrow, that would make a big difference to my game week if I could get clean sheets out of Raya and Henry. It really would. Guys, thanks for joining us tonight on FPL Family. Commiserations if you wildcarded Nunes and Salah and everybody else out your team, and Ben White like me. If your FPL is absolutely in the mud, then don't worry, folks. Don't worry, because Liverpool won 7-0 against Manchester United. You're off to watch Love Island. I'm off to watch the highlights and then probably match of the day as well.
Does anyone want to come and live here and I'll come and live in your house?
Cheers, guys. See you later.
Bye, guys.